For CRI, I'm Alexander Orcott. China's Meteorological Authority on Sunday lifted a blue alert for blizzards that have swept many parts of the country. However, the National Meteorological Center says slight snow will hit eastern parts of the Qinghai Tibet Plateau, Guizhou, regions to the south of the Yangtze River, and northern parts of southern China on Sunday and Monday. Chinese health authorities say three more people, one of whom has since died, have been confirmed to be infected with the H7N9 bird flu in two provinces. Among the infected was an 81-year-old woman from Shenzhen and Guangdong province who died on Friday. An 11-year-old boy from Hujia County, also in Guangdong, has been confirmed to have the virus, but he is in a stable condition. Another case reported in Anhui province is in a critical condition after contracting bird flu. Live poultry markets in Susong County and in the urban area of Anqing City were suspended on Sunday. China has reported more than 120 human H7N9 cases this year, which includes over 26 deaths. Zhejiang and Guangdong provinces have been the worst affected. China's Railway Authority has forecasted some 7.5 million trips were made on Sunday as the country embraces a travel peak season after the Spring Festival vacation. A similar number of trips were made on Saturday. Passengers are mostly returning to work from family reunions in their hometowns after the Lunar New Year, which fell on January the 31st, and a seven-day holiday, which ended last Thursday. The travel rush coincides with snowstorms in central and eastern regions, which put more pressure on the transportation system. 600 Syrians have reportedly left the besieged ruins of a rebel-held city of Homs. UN and Syrian Red Crescent teams also managed to deliver relief supplies to the quarter, which has been besieged for more than a year. The evacuation comes a day after aid workers came under mortar fire in the city. A joint United Nations and Syrian Red Crescent team had been stranded in central Old Homs for several hours on Saturday. President Bashar al-Assad's authorities and rebel fighters have traded accusations of responsibility for the attacks. The convoy was targeted just as the relief workers were handing over food and medical supplies. Four volunteers of the Syrian Arab Red Crescent were injured. Iran says it will take new steps in cooperating with the UN's nuclear agency concerning the country's nuclear program. Reza Najafi, the head of Iran's negotiation team, says Tehran had agreed to take seven new practical measures within 3 months. Details of the measures have not yet been disclosed. The IAEA team is in the Iranian capital to investigate alleged nuclear weapon activity. Iran has been insisting their nuclear work is peaceful, but the West fears they may be developing weapons capability. The joint IAEA-Iran statement makes no mention of the agency's long-sought access to the Parchin military site. The Xisha Islands in the South China Sea are to become China's latest tourist hotspot. The provincial governor of Hainan says cruises to the islands, around 118 nautical miles away from the nearest port, got underway on the trial basis in April last year. The trip to Xisha on the Coconut Princess takes about 20 hours from Heiku, the main port of Hainan, China's southernmost province. China's central bank has pledged to guard against financial risks while keeping liquidity at appropriate levels. The People's Bank of China aims to keep a closer eye on the risks of wealth management products, bankers' acceptance and interbank businesses. At the same time, it will also watch on potential default risks from lending to local governments, industries struggling with overcapacity and the property sector. In its latest quarterly statement, the PBOC says it will sustain the growth of lending and total social financing at a reasonable pace. The PBOC says it will push forward with the interest rate liberalisation and keep the yuan exchange rate at steady levels as per their long-standing policy. Alipay, a leading Chinese third-party payment platform, has become the largest mobile payment provider in the world based on user and transaction volume. The subsidiary of the internet firm Alibaba Group had nearly 300 million registered users by the end of last year. Over 100 million of them accessed Alipay services via mobile phones. Moreover, about 81% of Chinese web users accessed the internet through their mobile phones. That's the latest headlines from CRI. I'm Alexander Orcott.